It's 4 minutes past 11 o'clock here in the Pacific Time Zone. You're tuned to the stations of Spokane Public Radio. Welcome to the Piano Bench. We have a very special guest, actually several very special guests in our studio. Right across from me in the KPBS control room is Dr. Jody Graves from Eastern Washington University. And once again, welcome, Jody.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning to you.
And it's our swan song here because as the academic year is winding down, we have the last of our new tradition, the Tuesday morning piano bench with students from Eastern Washington University. It's been a wonderful ride.
It has been, and it's been especially wonderful for these talented young musicians.
And talented they are, and you'll be able to hear that as the program proceeds today. We will have, music from lots of centuries and lots of styles and different instrumental combinations also, because while the focus of this program is and continues to be the piano, there's more to the piano than solo music for it. The whole world of piano collaboration with other instruments is one of the vital signs of music. And I know that is very much alive, well, and being practiced at Eastern.
So. Exactly. We have a very, very rich, thriving chamber music program.
We are going to begin, however, in a slightly different place. We've had this ensemble on once before. They are from Eastern. They are a cello ensemble composed of Grace Ahola, who is a sophomore. We'll hear her on this program a bit later on as well. Gloria Miller, Alexis Preston, Spencer McConaughey, who is also here today, joining in a performance later, along with their teacher and leader, Dr. John Marshall. So the EWU Cello Ensemble came in last week, and we recorded this, one of the truly beloved pieces in all the repertory. It is the Vocalise by Sergei Rachmaninoff in this arrangement by Adrian Mann. This is the EWU Cello Ensemble.
Thank you.
Music of Sergei Rachmaninoff, the vocalese arranged by Adrian Mann for cello ensemble and played by the cello ensemble from Eastern Washington University, Grace Ahola, Gloria Miller, Alexis Preston, Spencer McConaughey, and their teacher and leader, Dr. John Marshall. On the piano bench here on Spokane Public Radio with the last of our special broadcasts involving students from Eastern Washington University for this academic year. We'll be back in the fall with more, and hopefully this will become an exciting tradition, part of our music here on KPBX. All right, let's get into the program here and some music of Joseph Haydn to get underway. A little Sonata in C, the first movement, the Allegro. This played by a graduate student in piano performance from Eastern who has been on this program before. Her name, Carly Baer. Thank you. a sonata, first movement of the Sonata Hoboken number, well, the Roman numeral is 16 and 50. It's very confusing when you take a look at the listings of the Haydn works. But a delightful performance of a delightful piece.
It's a great piece. A great piece, and she does it very well.
And you mentioned to me that it is one of the very, very, very few times in which Haydn actually indicates the use of that newfangled thing, the sustain pedal.
The pedal, the damper pedal, and having a little blur in there, and it's on purpose, yes.
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on ahead here. We're going to now welcome another pianist, Catherine Omdahl, who is a sophomore piano performance major, and she is joined by cellist Grace Ahola. Both of these students have been part of previous performances here, and Grace was part of the cello ensemble we heard at the top of the program, and now she is going to be back playing some music of Claude Debussy. And so we're going to go back to the studio now and listen to this first movement, slow movement from the Sonata for Cello and Piano by Claude Debussy. We have a little stand issue that is now resolved, so now we get to hear music of Claude Debussy. Thank you. music of Claude Debussy, played in our studio by cellist Grace Ahola and pianist Catherine Omdahl, both who are students at Eastern Washington University. Both are sophomores. And we have Grace Ahola who stepped to the microphone in the studio. And so, Grace, well, thank you so much for playing.
You're welcome.
And that was just a lovely, lovely performance. Ranking composers in your mind, those who you really feel close to, identify with, where does Debussy rank in there? Near the top, or?
Yeah, I would say he ranks near the top. I wasn't always really into his music, but lately I've really gotten into it and mm-hmm. enjoyed playing and listening to it.
Is there something about it that you find especially attractive to your ear?
I love his choices in harmony, and I like his expressivity. Like in his scores, he's very detailed on how he wants things played, and I think that gives a lot of insight into how he wanted to express in his pieces.
Right, right. No, yeah, he's one of the more meticulous composers that way, including that. Well, thank you so much again for playing and for talking with us this morning.
Yeah.
All right, Grace Ahola, again, she's a sophomore major in cello and in composition.
That's right. Right.
Right. Yeah. So it's amazing the depth and variety of the interests of the students. And
we have an amazing program of students out there that continue to amaze and surprise us and delight us in our journey with them together.
Well, we're going to turn back to the piano now and to a senior piano performance major, Tanya Ballman, again, who has been with us before on this program. And she's going to tackle a couple of toughies. We'll identify the second one after the first. But we're going to begin with a piece that is enjoying a newfound popularity, the arrangement by Margaret Bonds of the traditional spiritual Troubled Water. This is pianist Tanya Ballman.
Thank you.
The arrangement by Margaret Bonds of the traditional spiritual Wade in the Water, known as Troubled Water, played in our KPBX studio by Eastern Washington University senior Tanya Ballman, part of the piano bench here on Spokane Public Radio, the last of our special broadcasts involving EWU students for this season. Enjoying all of these performances, which will continue now with the second piece played by Tanya Ballman. Now we turn again to literally a devilishly difficult piece. It's called Diabolical Suggestion, Suggestion Diabolique. It's music of Sergei Prokofiev, again played in our studios by Tanya Ballman.
Thank you.
a rather amazing piece that we just heard there. That was music of Sergei Prokofiev, played in our studio by Tanya Baumann, the Suggestion Diabolique from Four Piano Pieces. And this is a piece that the musician and writer Timothy Judd says this about. Well, to find a good place here, it's a ghoulishly demonic final movement to this particular set by Prokofiev, a thrilling ride along the lines of Schubert's Erlkönig. So there we go.
Well said.
Yes. All right. So for something a little bit more centered, perhaps, to take us home on this performance, we turn to the music of Clara Schumann, specifically a piano trio in G minor. And we are going to enjoy a performance here, recalling Carly Baer to the piano. She started the program today. Also welcoming the violinist Dominic Trice and the cellist Spencer McConaughey. This is, again, music of Clara Schumann from our performance studio.
Thank you.
music of Clara Schumann from her piano trio in G minor, opus 17, the Andante and concluding Allegretto movements, played in our KPBX studio by violinist Dominic Trice, also Spencer McConaughey cello, and Carly Bear piano. Concluding our time together with Eastern Washington University music majors and Dr. Jody Graves this morning. And Jody.
Wonderful.
Thank you for bringing the students. Thank you for shepherding these very special occasions for us. And
well, thank you for collaborating with that mission that we have together. Thank you.
All right. And so I hope that you and all your students have just a superb summer ahead of you.
You as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look forward to it in the fall. And that concludes this portion of the Piano Bench here on Spokane Public Radio.